WUSF is looking at America's housing crunch and its impact here in Hillsborough County. As the city of Tampa's skyline continues to grow, access to affordable housing is shrinking. In this first part of our series, Growing Unaffordable, Kathy Carter reports that a perfect storm of events has contributed to the county's growing affordability crisis.
High above downtown Tampa, two giant construction cranes tower near what will become the city's newest offering in luxury living. But drive just 2 miles west, and you'll find the bulldozed remains of what used to be North Boulevard Homes, Tampa's oldest public housing complex. It is getting harder to find an affordable place to live in Hillsborough County, and housing experts say there are a few key issues driving up prices. Not enough federal or state assistance. Paychecks aren't getting any bigger, but our population is.
So Hillsborough County is growing fairly rapidly, adding the equivalent of one Temple Terrace every year. So we're adding 28,000 people every year.
Terry Egan is a project manager at Plan Hillsborough, an agency that manages the county's development. He says there are far more people here than places for them to live.
People are going to continue to move to Sunbelt cities. Miami is fairly well built out. They're not going to be absorbing this population. Hillsborough County is one of the counties that's going to be absorbing this population.
Under its current plan, Hillsborough has about 52,000 acres of available land. But where will all the newcomers find housing? New home construction is picking up, but it's nowhere near the housing construction boom of the early 2000s.
Once the recession hit, a lot of laborers left the market. Not only did you lose the workforce, you lost several major home makers. That has created a void as well.
But now the economy has bounced back. So it seems like this would be a good time to start saving money for a down payment on a new home or upgrading your apartment. Florida's unemployment rate is at an 11-year low, but nearly half of all new jobs in the state were in the low-wage sector. Labor economist Mark Price says Florida has the second biggest income gap in the country.
So as inequality gets worse, the challenge you face in terms of finding the kind of house you want in the neighborhood that you want is just going to get more difficult.
In a study Price co-authored for the Economic Policy Institute, it was revealed that the top 1% in Hillsborough County earns 28 times more than the bottom 99. It's one reason, he says, for the surge of high-end luxury housing.
And that will sometimes mean that you get lower quality investments or no investment in more affordable housing, because it means that existing housing prices will go up further, or existing rents will rise, pushing a lot of people out.
Hillsborough's housing crunch means that even middle-income earners like teachers and customer service reps are experiencing housing insecurity. We'll be hearing from some of them later in this series. We'll also meet some of the county's poor residents who are feeling the deepest impact. A minimum wage earner in the county has to work almost 100 hours a week to afford a two-bedroom apartment at the current fair market rate. And even though many of these families are eligible for federal help, Diane Yentel, president of the National Low-Income Housing Coalition, says deep budget cuts means just one in four households that qualify receives any.
So they're the folks who are adding their names to years, sometimes decades-long waiting lists, hoping to win what's essentially a housing lottery.
As we'll learn later in this series, people applying for federal Section 8 in Hillsborough County wait on average 4 years to receive a housing voucher. Yentel says this is an issue that's been growing since the mid-70s.
And then in the early 80s, under Ronald Reagan's administration, HUD's budget was cut by more than half. So since that time, new housing programs have been developed, but none have been as fully funded as they were back then.
So in Hillsborough County's constricted housing market, poorer families have to compete with the middle class for available units. Yentel compares it to a kind of game of musical chairs. The people that are left standing when the music stops are the community's most vulnerable. I'm Kathy Carter, WUSF 89.7 News.